Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Anime Ramble. Today I got for you My Hero Academia Chapter 325. What is going on? Well, the tone continues to be set for the ending of this series coming to its dramatic conclusion, and let's just dive right into it. Is Toga All Might by the end of this chapter, okay? I've said previously, and probably like my last two My Hero Academia videos, that I believe that Toga was the civilian who was pushing so hard against Deku coming in and just getting some simple rest. But the end of this chapter with All Might kind of contradicts that, considering the conversation that Aizawa and the principal had. They were breaking down everything about Toga, the name drop Toga, saying that they've put these checkpoints basically in place to see if Toga is trying to get into the league. Well, we know that Deku left All Might at some point in the past in order to go. I believe it was right before he ran into Dictator and everybody, but he left All Might. We knew that Stain was in the area. It was a possibility, given Stain's reputation and how he views All Might, that he might have wanted to have a talk with him. Likewise, we know that Toga could have possibly been in the area as well. Given both of their quirks are blood related, it is not out the realm of possibility that Hirokoshi could have written in both of them teaming up together, giving a like-minded cause, that being to find All Might. And we know that Toga wants to find Deku at some point. My whole point for long-winding all of that is to say that All Might wouldn't be subjected to these checkpoints. There's no one that can get me to believe that he would actually need to be subjected to the checkpoints, because then you would also have to get me to believe, if that was to be the case, they would believe that All Might would be captured at any point in time. And I just don't see the principal even having all of this foresight and his quirk ability to just have this master plan at any and all time, thinking 10 steps ahead. I don't believe that he would ever think that All Might would be taken over. And granted, my biggest reason for thinking this is that they simply don't know that Toga's quirk might have evolved to something that well beyond what they predict that she'll be able to keep a transformation up. It's a lot of speculation, but you know, with this chapter, we have to think about that, because we also got the flash of Dobby pop up while Todoroki and Endeavor are having their heart-to-heart moment. And I do have to point out that I always love these heart-to-heart moments that you have with Shoto and Endeavor, and whenever he does call him father or dad, because my god, that family really hated that man, and just easily one of the best redemptions I've seen from a series for any one character across the board. Whether you like him or not, whether you redeem him or not yourself, that's for you to choose. But, you know, in my mind, he's doing everything perfectly since, you know, coming into his own as the number one hero. I think he's earned that title, and, you know, I can't wait to see. But I want to touch back on with Aizawa real quick, because if you look at him in this chapter, he looks terrible, okay? I can't sugarcoat it. I can't be coy about it. He is not who he used to be, and you know, come to find out this chapter, he has been seeing, or at the very least speaking to, Kurogiri every single day, okay? They had the plan to move him. They moved him before the attack happened with the league and in the hospital, so he wasn't picked up in that entire Tartarus breakout. So he's still in police custody. Aizawa obviously doing his thing and trying to get there. He looks like he's just trying to hold it together at this point. I mean, you got to think, with everything that's happening psychologically with him, everything that's happening with him, Mike, his friend, the fact that he's a Nomu, and then on top of that, you had everything that happened with Shigaraki. He lost his eye, meaning he's down depth perception. His quirk is sight related. And the fact that he's putting more strain on one eye is going to have more physical repercussions. We've learned in the past that every quirk has its drawbacks and limitations, and its pros and cons. But there also comes physical repercussions with that. And the strain he already put on both eyes was already great enough. Now he's going to have to use one eye to focus two times harder in order to be able for his quirk to be as reliable and effective. He has to keep eye contact with the person in order to keep the quirk erased until he blinks or loses eye contact. Well, that's not going to be that hard now, considering, what is it, he has his left eye, his entire right side is a blind spot. All they have to do is move fast enough to the right and they're going to be out of his sight. Their quirk's going to come back, and then he's going to cause more problems. The leg, he is known basically as the ninja of the verse. He's very fast, he's very quick, he has traps, spikes, all that, smoke screens, he does it all. He's not going to be able to move that fast with that leg now. He is a shell of his former self. He is completely nerfed. He's down bad even before the breakout and everything happened with Yue and Deku. I'm concerned about him. I really am. And I want to be clear, I'm not saying that he's not effective. He can still be effective because his quirk is OP in and of itself. He still has that ability. It's just a matter of, will he ever be able to keep up with the person? I see him really going into a support role. And with him being so heavily invested in the police department, I know I'm kind of rambling at this point, but He's going there every single day. He's already a professor. He really doesn't care for the spotlight. He loved being a hero, but he never cared for the spotlight. So is this going to be a situation of us seeing him retire or maybe take on a more active role in the police department? Maybe he might go full-time teaching positions. He can still do his hero work. His quirk is so insanely strong that he can still go out there and be a badass. I'm just exploring all the options. With the series winding down, Hirokoshi's probably looking at this man Aizawa to retire. I'm taking that into consideration as well. But the last thing I want to talk about in this chapter is the civilians, okay? You have Koto, you have the Lizard Fox Lady. They completely own this chapter from beginning to finish whenever they were in the spotlight. Over the past several chapters, whenever they were in the spotlight, they both are people who Deku has saved at two completely different crossroads in his life, all right? Koto, he was saved at the height of probably Deku's most ferocious and unstable adversary, okay? Muscular, pushed him to limits. He really had to surpass, I know it's corny, it was the first time he ever had to go 1,000,000% in order to defeat an adversary. And then of course you have Lizard Fox Lady, who was being attacked, and it wasn't to the degree with Deku V Muscular showed, but it was that big for the Lizard Fox Lady, okay? It was that important. There is no distinction between Kota and how he felt during that moment, and the Fox Lady and how she felt during her moment when all she was trying to do was get to a shelter and nobody was taking her seriously. They were scared of her, they were turning her away, and they pulled guns and weapons on her because they were that fearful of her. Both of them felt the exact same level of fear. It might not have been the same for Deku, given the situation, given the circumstances. He was probably like, hey, look, Fox Lady, just go on, you're good. And she was thankful just as much as Kota was, despite any differences that you might try to insert into this, you know, situation. They have some powerful dialogues. Kota's like, look, you don't have to be afraid, Deku, okay? I'm here for you. It's just reassuring. It's reassuring Deku that not every civilian hates this man. And you actually do have one civilian who was actually present in chapter one of the manga, so shout out to Hirokoshi for bringing people back. I love it always and forever. He mentions the fact that because they have become so comfortable with heroes, because they've relied on heroes for so long and they've been on the sidelines just watching them, they've completely forgotten the fact that heroes are humans too. All right, you have been yelling, berating, insulting, harassing, condemning, destroying the confidence of these people, and it took somebody finally coming out of their mouth and saying they're humans too. All he wants to do is rest. Let's just let him in to his own school that he has to ask permission for, to sleep in his own bed where he pays tuition, or somebody pays tuition for him. He is enrolled, his stuff is there. Let's just let him into his own school so that way he can get some rest and he can fight for us when the time comes, because it's possible villains are going to attack here regardless. So we should have all of our heroes around us to protect. When did I say that? Somebody, when did I say? Oh yeah, that's right. Because it makes complete sense. And none of this made sense as to why he just could not get some sleep. He didn't say, hey, let me hide here. You know what? I've rambled on long enough. That's all I got for you. Deku looks terrible. All right. But ladies and gentlemen, if you made it to the end, thank you. If you are new, Go Plus Ultra and smash that subscribe button. It lets me know you rock with the content that I put out on the channel. Like the video if you like the video. Dislike the video if you dislike the video. Comment on the video your thoughts about what you think is going on, how you think it's going to be handled. Do you think Toga is All Might currently? And do you think that Dobby is actually inside as well? What do you think the plan is? Subscribe if you're brand new. And like always, and until next time, I'm out.